Welcome to another edition of my Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll talk about gold, holding it as an investment or as a collectible. Billions of dollars have poured into gold in the last decade, and many investors have exposure to the metal in some form or another. I'm not going to discuss the investment itself, but I want you to be aware of the surprisingly steep tax bills and even penalties that can arise from owning gold. This is where knowledge of the tax law can be vital. Historically, most investors who wanted to own gold would simply invest in gold stocks or even a mutual fund that holds those stocks. Investors who own gold mining stocks and precious metals mutual funds are considered corporate shareholders, so if they sell their shares, they pay ordinary income tax on any short-term gain, but no more than 15% on long-term gains. Recently, though, the inflows of new money for gold purchases has been into exchange-traded funds. In fact, as of mid-January, two such funds, the Spider Gold Shares and the iShares Gold Trust, had more than $70 billion in assets, just those two funds. These kinds of exchange-traded funds actually buy and sell gold bullion. Investors actually own a share of the gold itself. And that means that long-term gains in the sale of these funds are taxed as collectibles gains. This is where it gets tricky. The IRS says that gain or loss from the sale of collectibles does not qualify for the 0% or the 15% capital gains rate. These kinds of gains may be taxed as high as 28% if you are in one of the higher tax brackets, meaning over 15%. Now, while these kinds of assets don't qualify for the 0 to 15% rates, they are still treated as capital gains, and that means that you can use losses to offset them, such as the selling of a stock at a loss. Okay, so a savvy advisor would then recommend that clients make use of these investments inside an IRA to avoid the tax issue. But some advisors and accountants interpret the IRS language stating that the law does not permit IRA funds to be invested in collectibles. This is where it gets even trickier, as there is a section in the IRS code that lists collectibles that are permitted in an IRA, which might even contain an exception for certain coins and bullion. The bottom line is that very little is simple where gold investments are concerned. It pays for advisors to do plenty of research before they decide on a gold strategy for their clients. I'll close here. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118 if we can plan a private meeting to discuss your particular investment situation.